listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back. Happy Tuesday. Seems like a pretty nice day to go outside and take a long walk and enjoy the weather for a change. Starting to cool off, guys. Winter will be here before you know it. So take the time out to enjoy all for now. Guys, I tell you, it's never a dull moment. You know, there's a lot of crime going on, you know, in the immediate northern states of America and also the southern states as well. And something came across my desk to talk about today. And one of the questions was, why are these teenagers out of control today? And why is it so many of them committing crimes? Well, guys, I can tell you this much. You know, there was a school, you know, it was a school for troubled teenagers that was opened at one time, which was called Vision Quest. They were based out of Arizona, and their duties were to make sure that these out of control teens get assigned to their program via the justice system so they could make a difference in their lives. And there was also another school called Glen Mill Schools, another youth detention center for juvenile delinquents near Glen Mills in Thornbury Township, Delaware County, Pennsylvania. And it's a little heartbreaking, you know, to have some hardcore evidence. And I'm just wondering why adults weren't sent to jail instead of laid off from their job and allowed to collect unemployment because I'm out of work because they shut these facilities down. Vision Quest was closed in 2017. And guys, I tell you, we'll stick with that year of 2017. Because back in 1980, you had kids dying at Vision Quest with no sense of direction of how they died. No parents coming forward and saying, you know, something happened to my child here. So it's kind of heartbreaking when I'm seeing some of the cases that I have read to describe some of the things that went on at Vision Quest. You know, there was a rule, and it was a street rule. And the street rule was all bets were off when it came to children and women. And from what I'm seeing here today is there were nobody to care about the children that lost their lives in Vision Quest. Now, I met a young man who was in Vision Quest who didn't have the same type of story. He didn't have the same ending where, you know, he was harmed. But he does have mental trauma behind some of the things that he's went through being in Vision Quest. You know, African-American male. He felt like he was more like a slave. He felt like he was a part of slavery. You know, he said they made him sleep outside in teepees. They made him, you know, get on horse carriage rides, go duck killing. I mean, this is trauma for a kid. And not only that, but he said he was on a slave ship, like out in the water somewhere that he didn't even know where he was. But this was a part of their program that was supposed to be structure and structure for these kids that also lost their lives at Vision Quest. And I tell you, the craziest thing about it is Vision Quest has plans on opening after they're closed for the American citizens of the United States of America. They are opening, they just got a pass, guys, from the courts to open an immigrant youth facility in Los Angeles, California. And this is for the better of the community. And I'd like to share with you guys a few names that had been publicized of these children and the ages that is incredible, you know, because some people would want to know whatever happened to my kid. Robert Doyle was 15 years old. He drowned on the same boat that these kids go out on. Big boat, big ship, Vision Quest ship. Robert Doyle was 15 years old and he mysteriously drowned November 24th, 1980. Lloyd Foodroy, 13 years old, died November 24th, 1980. He also drowned on this Vision Quest ship. Robert Zimmerman, 17 years old, died same day, same cause, drowning. Charles Lucas, 16, same day, same cause. James Lamb, 14 years old, same day, same cause. Bernard Reefer, 19 years old, same day, same cause. Eric Shibby, 16 years old, same day, same cause. Tammy Edmiston, 13 years old, same day, same cause. And guys, I can tell you, I've got hundreds, if not thousands, of names that was publicized in the Philadelphia Inquirer about Vision Quest and how they allowed this facility to stay open, knowing that these children were dying. Now, they didn't only die from drowning. The names can go on and on and on. And a lot of the deaths that was caused was due to restraint. You know, how did they manage to stay open with thousands and thousands of deaths of children that were dysfunctional? You know, and instead of doing things to help these children, they actually murdered them. This is like a murder for hire. You got this facility, you got these kids, and these children are being sold. How do we know that these children are being sold? By the way, it's public information. Two judges, former judges, out of Luzerne County. One was Judge Mark Civarella Jr. He was sentenced to 28 years in federal prison for taking $1 million in bribes so children could be sent to various juvenile detention centers in a case that became known as Kids for Cash. And he had no explanation on why he was basically selling these children, because that's what he did. He sold these children for money. And when you have a judge, and by the way, guys, not only one judge, we got two judges. He had a partner, Judge Michael Conahan. Judge Conahan, if you guys don't know, he actually had a county-run juvenile detention center shut down, and he received $2.8 million in bribes to have these children rerouted and sold to these agencies such as Glenn Mills and Vision Quest. No one understood why would they shut down a county-run program that was well-monitored, the kids were safe, to send them to these individuals and organizations for cash. And really, what's sad about this is Judge Conahan was sentenced to, I believe it was 28 years. No, he was sentenced to 17 years. Now, he was sentenced to 17 years under federal law. But in 2020, he had 6 years left on his sentence. And because of the coronavirus pandemic, they gave him a pass to go home. Now, if this isn't the saddest thing that you could ever hear of how they are treating the minority children. When I say that children are sold in the system and people just don't get it and they don't hear me and they don't understand me, this is the perfect example of what's been publicized and brought to America's attention of how judges can get bought. And it's not these judges, the only judges. These are the only two that got caught. Someone had a guilty conscience and said, I need to tell someone. I need to tell someone that these kids are being sold. And now they wonder why these adults are losing their minds. They're in psych hospitals. You know, these kids are out here committing suicide. People don't know that a lot of these kids have come from these type of so-called good places to have your children instead of sending them to a county juvenile center. This is a much better place. The abuse that was given to these children from the employees at Vision Quest and Glenn Mills School. I didn't hear anything about them being arrested, indicted, charged with anything. All I see is thousands of names that was publicized due to the nature of the abuse. Kids were being starved. Kids were dehydrated when they finally decided to shut this place down. Mind you, a councilwoman by the name of Jim, out of GYM, by the way, out of Philadelphia, had a lot to say about this facility prior to it being closed down. She didn't feel like this was a place to send children. You know, there were advocate agencies, child advocate agencies, that even got involved. And they said, wait a minute, we're hearing about all these child deaths and no one is coming forward to say anything. Now let's go back, because I told you guys 1980 with the deaths, the drownings, basically murder for hire on children. Okay. Back in 2008, a child advocate, Dr. Susan Hodgson, called to halt the admissions for Vision Quest because she wanted to know, why were these children dying and at the hands of who? And at the hands of who never came forward. If this isn't a big RICO conspiracy, because some people think that the Racketeering Act is basically drugs, money. No, this is a group of people that conspire together to commit a crime. And none of these workers that received unemployment when Vision Quest got shut down, none of these employees have been brought to justice. You mean to tell me people are working sometimes 12 and 24 hour shifts, didn't see anything, they didn't hear anything, and their job, they were hired to be babysitters for these children? No one seen or heard anything? That's kind of strange to me, guys. And I know, listen, I've been getting some messages across the screen because people want to know and people want answers. Not only that, but Glenn Mills School, guess what? They shut them down in 2019. But then they want to open up under a new name. If this isn't a predatory act that someone should be in prison for, where is the true judicial system and where does it exist? Because you can't possibly have this amount of child murders and no one goes to prison for it. Mind you, you got the DHS CUA system and you got the CASA system that's supposed to be advocating for these children. I wonder why they're not advocating to shut these places down. You know, Vision Quest wants to house immigrant children. You know, is it because the immigrants won't say anything because they'll be too afraid to say they're being abused? And Glenn Mills gets a pass? Okay, we killed X amount of kids, so now we can be free to open up under a different name and have the same administration run this place? Do you people understand that you are taxpayers and you have some right to say that this should not be allowed? Your tax dollars are funding these programs. So you got to ask yourself, what kind of person are you to sit back and allow this scandal to continue? It's not only these judges, it's judges right now that are sitting on that Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Commonwealth, New Jersey bench that are giving passes, and they want to blame it on Krasner. Krasner is the one that made this bail reform. Yeah, he made bail reform. But guess what, guys? The judges and the attorneys should have some type of common sense to say we can't continuously give a juvenile a pass because guess what? There's nowhere to house them. I've been on cases out in Philadelphia. There's nowhere to house these kids. They're sending them to the adult facility. And then when it's time, they go into the juvenile facility to complete their sentence. Go commit a murder, you'll be out in 2 years and get your record expunged. This is the judicial system today. The problem is there's nowhere to house these teenage criminals who are committing predatory acts. And the judges that sit on that bench and they take an oath to do the right thing for the community and for the people of the United States of America, they choose to look the other way. Guys, I had a situation where a teenager, somewhat of a teenager, he's 21, pulled out a weapon on me and someone else in the presence of myself. Random act of crime. And the judge saw nothing wrong with it. This is in Philadelphia, guys, by the way. The judge says, I see nothing wrong with it. It's a family situation. Mind you, guys, I don't know either or family. So I wasn't a part of the family. I just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And by the way, it's still not over because justice will still be served. If I have to go to my grave with it. Because no one needs to be put in bad situations where they're tormented by these hooligans that they cannot keep in control. All because the judges that are sitting on the bench that make these decisions are giving these kids a pass. A kid went out and stole a car. He committed a murder the next week. He got a pass under the bail reform. This is bigger than the district attorneys. People want to blame the district attorneys. Take a bigger look at who's writing their check. They're not cutting their own paychecks. There's another decision maker on top of another decision maker who's making these choices for your community. And if they can agree with child murder for hire, what else can they agree to? Do you know it was over 4,000 juvenile cases just this year in Philadelphia that these kids basically just got a pass on? Okay, you shot somebody, they're alive, we're gonna give you a pass. Juveniles have too many rights when it comes to getting a pass. Okay? And the very sad part about it is no one's being held accountable for these children. You know, there are people are saying, you know, find your children, get them in the house, don't have them outside. But no one cares. No one cares. These kids are getting a pass. You got senior citizens getting carjacked, beaten, pistol whipped. You got juveniles getting a pass that at 16 years old got PUA money, spent it, and they got a pass. Okay, you made a mistake. Go home. Just don't do it again. You got Glenn Mills. They have received for 35 years, they have received over $600 million dollars, taxpayers' money, to keep their operation running. As they call it, this is a residential campus where they teach you leadership skills, behavioral services. They have lots of athletics and recreation. So I'm not sure if the recreation is banging the kids' head in the wall, because that's been noted publicly. I don't know if sexual abuse is also a part of their recreation, because they don't define what recreation they will be providing to these people's children. People that are sent into these homes, schools, and they feel as though they have no other way out. Do you know it was about 22 juveniles in Vision Quest that were murdered because they had a failed attempt at escaping the facility? Usually, when the coroner gets the body, right? This is a part of the process. They evaluate it. You know, they know, they can even tell you what the person ate last. Okay, this is how intense it is. They gut your belly out, they gut you out, check your organs, check for drugs. The coroner's report never had any real information after the failed escape plan. So if the kid escaped, how did he or she die? There's no records from the coroner that can describe how each and every one of these kids drowned. Okay, they drowned on a boat. But how did they drown? You know? Scott Peterson, Lacey Peterson, the guy that murdered his wife, the body washed ashore. Guess what, guys? They knew it wasn't a boating accident. They knew she was murdered. The baby was outside of the womb, baby Connor, and her body was floating down somewhere else. They knew specifics on how she was murdered. Scott Peterson had a different story to tell. And this is what I'm saying to you guys. If the coroner had the body in his care, why didn't he note what the cause of death was? And people want to know, because it appears that the coroner may have been in on this as well. Because you got these judges that said, we got paid already. You got to make it look good. The coroner never said anything about this kid jumped out the window, broke his neck, broke his spleen. There's no reports of how these children died. And this is a little strange to me. So when I say that this is a political scheme, I mean, and it's publicized information, you guys should be wondering what's going to happen to the rest of the kids out here that's in this DHS CUA system that these kids keep running away from. Then you got the CASA advocates that are supposed to also protect the children and make good decisions. And none of those people are arrested either, by the way, or charged with any crimes. Guys, let's take a short commercial break. We'll be back for Child for Hire.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself, in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home. Fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors. No home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is. No repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, GBuys Philly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Hey guys, welcome back. You know, during the trial of these two judges, Judge Conahan and Judge Civarelli, these children, now adults, it's just very sad. 282 people came forward that appeared in court. 79 who were under 13. And out of the 282 people that came forward, there were only 32 parents that actually came forward to give testimony on children that were either deceased or permanently damaged from this very traumatic situation that they had to go through. You know, they basically said during this trial that the judges showed no concern. They didn't even apologize to the families, you know, as to what happened to their children. And, you know, hey guys, we're sorry. We didn't know that this place was going to be this way. We thought it was good. You know, you got 750 acres. The campus is on 1,800 acres. You got this campus looking like a pricey prep school for the East Coast elites. And it was a highly regarded place to hold some of the juveniles with the most heinous crimes. So this was a place that, you know, presented itself like an Ivy League college. You know, they set the illusion. And another academy, Adam Payne Academy, they actually mimicked Glenn Mills because they wanted to do the same thing. Everybody's getting in on the cash cow. Let's all cash in together. So these children, now some are adults, are damaged for the rest of their lives. You wonder why you have women out here walking the beat, you know, selling themselves, trying to get a buck for the next get high. You know, very sad to say, a lot of these people that are damaged goods have been victims of Vision Quest and Glenn Mills. There were children that were murdered, and you never even saw an obituary, which was a little strange to me, because at some point in time, I'm positively sure that kid had a parent. And for them to abruptly shut this place down, Vision Quest and Glenn Mills, abruptly, just close the doors. That's it. That's it. We don't want to take any more bribes. Enough of the child murders. We want it to stop, and it stops here. It took all these decades and all these child murders, murder for hire. It took all these decades to say, we got to shut it down. Because now the Inquirer is starting to put our business out there and we can't get exposed. So what they do? They put the judges on the hot seat and said, listen, one judge is 82, one is 70. They live their lives already. Let them go to jail. You know, it's very sad that children had to be sold. You think that human trafficking is bad? Okay, all over the world it's bad. But you have judges in America shutting down the whole human trafficking system just to fill their pockets. And you got all these damaged children, broken and damaged, tormented for the rest of their lives, forever. We're talking about permanent, guys. We're not talking about, you know, you break something and you glue it back together. And it's, you know, it's together, but you still see that little crack. We're not talking about that type of situation. We're talking about permanently damaged goods. Never can be fixed again. I don't care what kind of glue you got. It could be Gorilla Glue. It's never going to work. It could be monkey snot. It's never going to work. These kids are forever damaged. One child victim testified and said that Judge Civarella ruined my life and just didn't let me get to my future. How sad is that? Another juvenile child victim testified, I feel I was just sold out for no reason. Like everybody just stood in line to be sold. What year did slavery end? 1865? Okay. Another victim described how shook he was during a routine traffic stop, reminding him of a traumatizing situation when he had to pull his pants down and let one of the workers sexually assault him. And by the way, he said it's in his mental health records. He gets pulled over, and when the cop pulled him over, he was so shaken and started to act erratic that they maced him, put him in cuffs, because he was so traumatized. He had a flashback of what happened to him in Vision Quest. 2017 is when Vision Quest was shut down. But in 2009, several childhood victims were a part of a lawsuit because they had died from overdoses or suicide. Where were these kids getting drugs from? In Vision Quest, you know, the preppy elite school that was supposed to save the children. Out of all this damage, and let me tell you what's really messed up here. All of this damage of unrepairable juvenile victims, okay? Out of all of this damage, the embarrassment of the monetary amount that they felt like they were entitled to. They gave them a base rate. $1,000 a day for each wrongful detention. Okay? What about the unspeakable physical and emotional trauma on these children? Now adults, a lot of them. What happens to them? Money sometimes is just not enough to repair the damage. You could have all the money in the world, but if the transmission isn't working anymore, you're at a standstill. You can buy another transmission, because that transmission, guys, you don't get it brand new. It's called rebuilt. So you got a rebuilt transmission trying to run again. Forever damaged. And then you have people that write blogs about these DHS, CUA, CASA agencies that also participated in monitoring these children in Vision Quest and Glenn Mills. The list of accidental murders that took place should have never happened. You got Judge Civarella, who was ordering children as young as 8 years old. You had them ordered to detention at 8. I'm a mother. I know what an 8-year-old looks like, behaves like, an 8-year-old. You had an 8-year-old sent to Glenn Mills and Vision Quest. You had these kids thrown into these godforsaken places for petty theft, jaywalking, other minor infractions at school, youths that had been found to be delinquent, never got a chance to say goodbye to their families. So I'm wondering, okay, if you get in trouble for minor infractions at school, it is called school security, right? So was school security a part of this murder for hire? It kind of makes you wonder, guys, because you know, you got petty theft, you got jaywalking, you got truancy. They have people that go out and pick these kids up. Whatever happened to these people that were a part of the scam? They got the kickbacks for an 8-year-old, many 8-year-olds, being sent to these facilities that were being murdered. You had an 11-year-old girl that was pregnant that ended up murdered mysteriously. And I think if she would have survived, and mind you, there was no parent that ever came forward. So these were children of circumstance. This was human trafficking in the worst form ever. This was a judicial scandal, the worst scandal in U.S. history ever. You had a 12-year-old that was found with a needle in her arm. She died. You have all these children that died. There's no tombstones with these names on it. All these names that were giving up of these children. It sounds like to me someone took a deal. Someone took a deal to uncover the scheme that was being committed by the judicial system. Because there's no way in the world, you know, DHS and CUA and CASA and all these other agencies that get millions and millions of dollars in funding through the Catholic churches, you know, some of the same ones that's been accused of allegedly raping children. All of these millions of dollars being funded. And no one, mind you, ministers, pastors, preachers, imams, no one has nothing to say. That's very mysterious to me. And now for them to think that these kids who are victims, now adults, could ever live a progressive life in America doing the right thing, it will never happen. They are haunted by what they had to go through. Do you know it was the Inquirer that also put out there that they made a child victim eat his own feces and throw it up and had another child eat it? What happened to that employee that made that happen? Where's that employee at today? I'm quite sure there's some records, because unemployment, the state keeps good records on who they give money to. But it seems like everybody wants to keep this quiet and they want to be, you know, I'm not involved. There was names that were given out though. Irvin Solomon and another guy by the name of Felix was one of the ones back in the 80s that was actually murdering these kids. And mysteriously, those two guys disappeared. Guys, we got a lot to catch up on next week. We're going to have some victims that were actually who attended this Vision Quest Glenn Mills Schools. We're going to have people here and they're going to talk about it. They're going to share their stories. They're going to let you know what happened to them and what they're suffering with the trauma today. Guys, it's been such a pleasure having you on. 14 million listeners. I love you guys from the East Coast to the West Coast. So glad to have you all on LA Talk Radio. Big shout out to you guys, to the producers. I love you all. See you guys next week. Same bat place, Same bat time. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.